Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 6, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter December 6, 2020. Coming closer to the middle line is realizing that I am nothing without the friends, the group. When I come to the lesson preparation, I feel dead, empty, feel nothing, not ready. When I hear the friends speak, awakening one another, I awaken. I am revived by their awakening. Every person comes to the middle line when he wants to be included in the group, supported, and correctly perceive all of its positive and negative states. Opposites should not create a short circuit or separate from each other, but come closer to build the middle line. If we are flexible toward the friends, we support and strengthen them. Then we feel how the group is formed more correctly through our efforts. Every person who cares about the group, builds himself as the middle line, aims precisely at the Creator and reveals Him inside of himself. Peace and perfection are the Creator's prerogative. This is what a person lacks. The Creator created us, with the evil inclination and gave us, a little goodness so we would look for ways to connect them. When we despair due to the impossibility of reconciling to opposites, we could reach a beautiful life. Thanks to the revelations made by Kabbalists over thousands of years, the science of Kabbalah explains to us what the purpose of creation is, where evolution is leading us, and according to what laws. The Creator created us as one soul and then shattered it, which resulted in many different desires that feel each other as strangers. Because of this division, everyone feels independent, separate, different from others, and instinctively repels them and they him. So, the world developed more and more, inanimate nature, plants, animals, and humans. Humanity has developed due to the fact that these desires have been growing all the time, displaying more and more independence, disunity, and conflicting interests. At all levels of nature there is a force of attraction and a force of rejection. In the inanimate, vegetative, and animate world, the force of attraction acts in an instinctive way to help all exist as nature dictates and not by free choice. And among people too, the force of attraction acts as a natural attraction to sex and family. This is how humanity existed for generations. In fact, there is no such attraction between people. The Creator, the common force that broke the common desire into many parts, wants them to grow and reveal how far apart and opposite they are. And at the same time, we discover our connection, dependence, and benefits of our unity. But although we could achieve a wonderful life through the connection and cooperation of people, countries, and nations, we spend huge amounts of energy, money, and resources on war, as we seek to ruin and destroy each other. It is painful to watch humanity fight desperately for its separation instead of benefiting from connection. It is a pity that people do not understand that this is all a game the Creator is playing with us. It is necessary to preserve the power of evil without destroying it, to build a plus over this minus, to cover all sins with love. And then we will exist in a system that contains the whole force of evil and all the force of good. The good force will cover all evil and overcome it, and in this form, we can receive all the good from this system. This was the purpose of the shattering, to reveal the hidden, inner, good forces in us, as the advantage of light over darkness. If we don't reveal the darkness, we will not reveal the light and all its qualities. Therefore, we must pass through all the bad states, as in and there was evening and there was morning, one day. Night and day always alternate so that all sins are covered by love. Therefore, the sin is always revealed first and only then the unity. Our work is to put together a system that includes two opposing forces. And they should not close on each other as in a short circuit, like a short circuit of positive and negative in a power grid. It is necessary to put a load between them, a resistor, resistance. Then the plus and minus will not cancel each other, but will connect and give a positive result upon this resistance, useful work. Our task is to stand between the plus and the minus, between the egoistic nature created by the Creator, the evil inclination, and the upper light, which we attract through our efforts, the good inclination. We exist between good and evil, doing our work. And then the system of Adam HaRishon, created by the Creator in the form of a mini-model that exists only due to its strength, will be filled with our force, our load. Plus and minus, the power of evil and the power of good, can work in this system as two poles that do not cancel each other but create a potential difference that allows us to reveal our work in the system of the common soul of Adam. The darkness will shine as light, these two forces will be able to ignite all the light of infinity within this system that was previously broken. If we put the full measure of our strength into it to connect our desires back together, we get one common desire in which the whole light is revealed. We must look at this system as a mechanical network that does not depend on our feelings. In other words, we can go from absolute minus to absolute plus, from rejection to connection, from hatred to love. And it is good that changes are happening to us, all the time, from one extreme to the other. The main thing is to constantly remember that we exist in the system of the single soul of Adam, and this is all nature, which must be brought to correct connection. And then we will not depend much on our emotions, but will follow reason, that is, we will engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection. Let different feelings appear in us, from plus to minus, the main thing is to aim forward over all these experiences to complete unity, which is called love. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 29th of November 2020, work with faith above reason. The entire world is like one big circle. Kabbalah is the science of the connection of everything that exists in creation, which is divided into four levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking, both in the corporeal and in the spiritual world. There are four phases that emerge from the upper root, first, second, third, and fourth, which we must return back to the root. This is man's calling, this is the work we came to this world for. The most correct connection is in circles. A circle is a form that came from the Creator, and to the extent of our abilities, we are included in this perfect form and create a straight line. As a result of all our actions, we must come to a circle. The most central circle is us, the people of this world. And around it, we need to build outer circles and gather the entire universe into one big circle where all souls unite and are filled with the Creator. We know that usually those who are close in their properties connect. They have the same profession, similar character and attachments. There are all kinds of interests that unite people, different nations, countries, international unions, and families. All these unions, however, are constantly changing and cannot exist forever. Why are we unable to keep a good connection? It is because we do not know the secret of connection. Connection comes from the upper force of bestowal, which belongs to the Creator. We can connect only if we feel that there is a personal benefit in it at the expense of the other, but that is not connection, it is exploitation. Connection is possible only when the force of bestowal, the force of the Creator, enters between us, and connects us. Since we do not know the secret of connection, we try to become similar to each other by looking for similarities in characters and qualities. We think that similar properties will help us get closer, and each time we see that this does not help. After all, we must remain with the properties and qualities with which we were born and grew up. We do not need to become similar to each other. The Creator will connect us, and each of us should develop his own individuality, his own properties that he received from the shattering of the common soul of Adam HaRishon. A person learns, gets to know the world, but in fact, he is inflating himself. All he needs is to make sure that the Creator connects him with others. This is what we do in Kabbalistic groups. Baal HaSulam explains in the articles The Giving of the Torah and the Avot what kind of connection we need to reach. No one should put pressure on another and transfer their properties to him, but the main thing is that the force of unity, that is, the Creator, is revealed between us. There is no need to become like others by adopting their tastes. The connection must be absolutely opposite to what we see in our world between people, in the family, in the nation. We will never be able to achieve a consistent connection at any level or in any form if we continue this way. Our time requires us to become closer and more connected, but this is achieved only by us bringing the upper force closer. It is the only force of bestowal and unity between everyone. We want to connect in the tens, in the group, and connect the entire world and all the worlds into one and roll up the entire spiritual ladder into the world of infinity like a carpet. However, all this is possible only if we do not break anyone, do not pressure, and do not obligate them to change their nature. On the contrary, the natural individual qualities of everyone are a great possession, and we cannot interfere and break them. Quite the opposite, it is necessary to protect every person in the world so that he preserves all his natural qualities. All we need to do is to make sure that the Creator connects us all to attract the force of bestowal. Then we will see how different we are and how different our internal qualities are. And at the same time, it is a miracle that the Creator comes and by His nature, by the force of bestowal, connects everyone into one harmonious whole in which every particle is necessary. Nothing was created in vain and as a defect. The corruption is only in the fact that we do not invite the Creator, do not ask Him to fill the gaps between us, and connect all our opposites. Therefore, we should not get angry with others, with ourselves, and with the Creator for creating us to be so different. We should not try to change or correct anyone. All our efforts should be directed precisely to reveal our differences, to be happy that these wicked have been revealed, and we can ask the Creator to come and correct them, that is, to connect them. Then we will be grateful to the Creator for His work, for connecting us, and making us complete. He has created this world so that we would become His partners in this work, that is, reveal our differences and the need for the force of bestowal and ask the Creator to come and fill all the gaps, connect the opposites, and allow us to feel the perfect unity of all the pluses and minuses as one spiritual structure, part Suf, consisting of 10 Sephirot. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a method of returning the shattered Shehinah to perfection, restoring the single soul of Adam HaRishon. Love will cover all crimes. We do not cancel our differences but rather increase our love through them and reveal the advantage of the light from the darkness. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 2, 2020, middle line. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is sin? Sin is deviation from the attainment of our life's purpose, to enjoy our harmonious connection in balance with nature. Most people consider sin as some form of wrongdoing in relation to a divine law. This view has truth in it, yet what is of primary concern is whether or not we progress toward the ultimate goal of life that harmoniously connects us, all, and which balances us, with nature. Therefore, it is important to raise awareness about how all of our conducts, sinful or positive, are measured with respect to the motion toward our life's goal. When we can clearly picture the goal that nature established for us, then we can discuss conducts that can guide us optimally to that goal, how we can progress to it quickly and enjoyably, with wisdom and awareness. Such conducts are called commandments, because from nature's point of view, it is commanded that we move a certain way toward our final destination. By contrast, conducts that deviate or even backpedal our motion toward life's purpose are considered sinful. The purpose of our lives is to reach complete balance with nature's perfectly connected form. Positive forces in nature revealed themselves to us more and more according to our increasing extent of balance with nature. As such, any conducts that aim at such balance with nature are considered commandments, and have a positive and harmonious effect on our development. The attainment of the purpose of our lives is equal to the full acquisition of nature's qualities of love, bestowal and connection. This is why the sages stated that love your friend as yourself is the main commandment of our lives. Inner wisdom. Spiritual work goes above reason. This means not according to our egoistic mind and feelings. But then, how? Sefiradat, knowledge, in the spiritual structure is a special combination of feelings and reason. Feelings come from Bina and reason from Hochma, and how is it possible to work even higher than that? How can we even grasp the very edge of this principle in order to move forward with it in spiritual life? If we want to approach new tools of perception, we must work not on our feelings and mind but only on getting closer to our friends. If I want to understand and attain something by taking one step forward in spirituality, I am not looking for how to do it in my mind or feelings. I will not be able to learn this from a book or learn it with my senses but only in a way of coming closer to my friends. This is the only practical action that we can perform to correct the system of Adam Harishon. Spiritual connection with my friends in the Ten will open new Selim in me and gradually shift me from reason to above reason, from the material Kelim of this world, the earthly mind and feelings, to the spiritual Kelim. And they are revealed only by overcoming obstacles, indifference, and internal separation from the friends, from the Ten. The more I open my heart and seek connection, the more I understand the saying, it is not the wise who learn. Attainment depends not on knowledge but on the Kelim that start to connect more and more. After the shattering, we are all divided, but to the extent that we want to unite and get closer, we produce corrected Kelim within which we feel new spiritual concepts. So I train myself to move through spiritual changes and not to seek more corporeal reason and psychological sensations. I demand only connection with my friends, and by correcting the Kli of Adam Harishon, I begin to understand what an integral spiritual system is, what was in Adam Harishon before the shattering, and where we are heading now. We discover the upper force, the Creator, and the wisdom of Kabbalah within ourselves and do not gain book knowledge. This is why Kabbalah is called inner wisdom. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson December 1, 2020, work with faith above reason. Can moral norms keep us from self-destructing? Question. In animals, everything is for show, fangs, muscles, horns, powerful tails, and hooves. Within each species, these weapons are used instinctively to a limited extent. They can fight for territory, but they don't just destroy each other. This is how nature itself maintains balance in the animal world. In humans, the opposite is true. An ugly-looking man with a weapon in his pocket can use it at any moment. How will the moral standards that we have come up with be able to keep us from self-destruction? Answer, they cannot. Only nature can keep us from doing this. It will not allow us to achieve complete self-destruction because she has a certain plan. Question, is there no such restraining mechanism within people themselves? Answer, no. We cannot limit ourselves. In our hatred, we reach the point where we want to destroy each other. From CapTV's Communication Skills October 9, 2020. What is my calling? Question. According to research, there are four main forces that enable a person to determine what they are talented for. First, a positive state. A person experiences strong positive emotions from an action performed with his inner talent. Second, feedback from the environment, external recognition. That is, if a person does something well, then the environment reacts to it and shows him that he will succeed in it. Third, the will of another person or a teacher who is able to evaluate a person and say that he will be talented at this. Fourth, analysis of the results. a person himself, on with the help of others, analyzes his actions and determines that he is more successful in a certain area. How do I know what my calling is? Answer: what you are drawn to the most. There is no need for all those clever definitions listed above. Pay attention to what you want and not what you are forced to do. As a child, my parents wanted very much to make a musician out of me and forced me to study music. I did everything but that. In the end, nothing came out of it. I grew up a normal person, I think not worse than others. That is why, there is no need to chase after anything, you just simply have to understand what you have inclinations for, what you can do so that life will give you pleasure and you will give pleasure to others. Question: do you think that in this way one can come to understand one's purpose? Answer: yes. When you think about how you can be useful to others, but eventually do what you like, then from these two combinations, you can find yourself. Question: and how to sort out the huge number of influences from others? Answer: do not listen to anyone. No one knows you and no one can give you any advice. Think about what you would like to do, what is closer to you, and how you can give pleasure to others with your profession or craft. And you will be happy. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, November 6, 2020. Hollywood is changing the rules. Comment: the American Film Academy has decided that as of 2025, movies that are nominated for the Oscar under the category of the Best Motion Picture will have to meet certain requirements with regard to race, ethnicity, and gender. The Academy has set four standards, one of which is that the leading characters will have to be representatives of an ethnic group or a minority group, and 30% of all the actors in secondary roles and other roles also have to be from the same category. What is more, members of the same category also have to be members of management, and so on, and only films that will meet these criteria will be eligible for an Oscar. My response: and if the crew in the film is all like that, from the top of the Academy to the janitor, then the film will not work? If all are played by African Americans, Asians, and one hapless white man who sweeps the floor, will it fail? Question: it turns out that such a film will not meet the criteria because it does not meet the requirements. How do you relate to such things? Answer: it is insanity. Question: according to what assumption should the members of the Academy work? Today they assume that everyone should be seen and that no one should be forgotten. Answer: no, we need to demand that movie directors and producers make good realistic films that should touch people. They should not choose the actors because they are white, black, red, etc. There should be such movies that we will not even notice the actor's skin color. The world of motion pictures should be a world that does not take a person's skin color into account, or you may choose an actor not according to his skin color, not because it is the main thing, but because this actor can play the role better. You shouldn't speak about skin color first. You relate to his spiritual level or to the level of his acting. If that's the case, there will be regression and directors will certainly begin to compete between them. Comment: producers will surely meet these criteria in order to receive subsidies so that the film will succeed in the Oscars. My response: when they apply to the Academy, it should not be that I have a certain number of white actors and a certain number of black actors, and a certain number of redheads, and so on. Question: so what principles should be followed so that a movie can win the Oscar? Answer: I would give an Oscar only a year after the movie has been released, for example, and then have a global vote, since such a form of art should be understood by everyone. Question: should there be certain rules as to which movie can win an Oscar? What should be special about it? Answer: it should just not lead a person to perform some act of violence as a result of watching this movie. Question: do you mean that there should be no violence in movies? Answer: perhaps there should be, since it can be just the opposite. When a person sees acts of violence, he may feel repulsed by it. but just so that it doesn't drive a person to such actions. Question: what message should a movie convey? Answer: it should convey a humane message only. Question: what do you mean by that? Answer: a movie that calls for connection between people, that everyone is equal, to ascend above any differences, and also against any racist views. Do you want there to be order? We need education, and Hollywood is not education. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 14, 2020. Out of turn. Question: does it help to ask the creator to awaken more points in the heart and to bring them to the group? Answer: if you ask the creator for the correction of the world, you advance without having to stand in line, out of turn. You have the privilege to turn to him, because you are asking for others. Then the light that comes to them as a result of your request for correction will pass through you and will fill you with unlimited pleasure. But if you think about this now, you will not advance by even 1 millimeter. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 4, 2018.